Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone. Happy Thursday. And this is a very happy Thursday indeed. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And this is a very interesting episode for me. I have called it To Those Who Wait. And that relates to a saying that is, good things do come to those who wait. And when we look at the idea of what does it mean to show that level of patience, when do we wait, what do we wait for, and really, how long should we wait? Now, for those of you who would like to call in and share comments or ask questions, you can call in on our guest line if you're in the LA area, 424-258-9337. And if you are anywhere else, including the beautiful Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. Also, Kina will be opening up the chat room, so you can log in and say hi to her. And if you have any questions for me, she will make sure that I get them. So, let's talk about good things coming to those who wait. In my own life, and I've shared this with you guys, that I was in the process of moving. A lot of big shifts, a lot of big transformation in my life. And as we speak, almost, I am packing up the home that my family has owned since 1969. And I am the last family member to leave it. And at the end of this weekend, a new family will be coming in, and it will pass into other hands. And in the process of preparing for this move, I was trying to find another place to live because, gee, that would always be nice to have a place to live. And doorways just seemed to keep closing, and it got very, very scary. And it made letting go of this house that much harder because I didn't have anything to go to. You know, the idea, okay, you need to lose your attachment, you need to lose attachment to things. Well, yeah, but it's sort of like, remember the old Tarzan movies, you know, when he would swing on one vine and then grab another and work his way through the entire forest. That's kind of hard to let go of the vine you're on when there's no vine there. So like the old circus act with the aerialist, and they would swing around and release, but knowing that there was somebody there, they could release the trapeze and move forward. And that's a really tough thing to do if there's no one there and nothing there. Now, I was very fortunate that basically if I didn't find a place, I have very dear friends who are like family to me and family members who would all allow me to stay with them. And it was different, the idea of not having my own space. Even their kindness still was hard for me. And it was interesting because I was always the one that would let people stay with me. And with the tables being turned, it was tough. And I always said, okay, if I'm patient, I have to be patient. I have to let the universe work. I have to, you know, just be positive that the perfect situation is going to come up right when I need it. And that I had to be patient with that part of the process. And I really hated being patient with that. It was very, very hard. And yesterday, I found a place, and it's wonderful, it's beautiful, and I love it. I have to be out of the house on Sunday, so it was right at the 11th hour. But someone who I trust very, very much, my old teacher, came back and he was helping me move, and he told me, you will not get a new place, because I kept telling him, places keep falling through, I have nowhere to go. And he said, you haven't let go of this place, you've got to let go of it. And I looked at him and I said, I can't if there's nothing there. And he looked at me and he said, there won't be anything there until you let go. Make that leap of faith and something will be there. You just have to trust. And so I trusted. And with all my heart and soul, I surrendered my attachment. And the next day, producer Kina had been looking for places for me. And she sent me one that I went, looked at. It was perfect, perfect for me. And I was told this morning that I was approved by the landlords to get it. Now, I know that I am not always the most patient person. And I want something to happen. And maybe some of you can identify with the fact that, you know, trusting the universe is one thing, but can it hurry up? At what point do we stop sitting and waiting for something to happen? I had to go out. I had to look for places. I had to face rejection. And those were the pieces that I had to be able to find balance with. And do I just sit around my house and, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to do anything because the universe will provide. You know what? The universe provides in a lot of different ways. Maybe it provides an opportunity for you to go out and do the work and look and find a way to make it happen. There's an old joke about someone who was, and, you know, their community was flooding. And so he climbed up on his roof, and someone came by in a rowboat, and they said, hey, you know, jump down. I can take you. And he said, nope. God will provide for me. God will save me. And they're like, well, okay. So then, you know, next motorboat comes by. It's like, hey, come on in. You know, we've got room for you. We can save you. And, you know, the water's up to the top of the roof. And the guy goes, nope. God is going to take care of me. God is going to provide for me. God's going to save me. Then a helicopter comes by. And, you know, then lower down the ladder. And it's like, hey, come on up. You know, the water's up to your, you know, up to your chest now. You know, you're going to drown. Come on up. And the guy said, nope, I am strong in my faith. I am going to stay here until God saves me. And he drowned. And he went before God and said, hey, I am really upset. I am a person of faith. I trusted that you would save me, and you didn't. And God said, look, I sent you a rowboat. I sent you a motorboat. I sent you a helicopter. This one's on you. Sometimes what we ask for is not exactly what we need. And I trust that the universe does know what I need. Everybody kept saying, you know what, just wait and you will get the perfect places waiting for you. The perfect place. And after a while, it got really hard to trust that. It got really hard to have that patience to wait and to figure out, okay, sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. If I've done everything I can do and I can't control these other variables, I can't put energy into that. I'm just going to deal with the stuff that I can do. And it really weighs on you. And there comes a time when you have to say, all right, I am not going to get this exactly the way I want it, so what do I need to take action on? Being patient does not mean doing nothing. It means you set aside the stuff that you cannot control and deal with the stuff that you can. I needed to be able to be out by the end of the weekend. So, you know, doing everything to take care of that and to get those pieces in place. And holding that patience and being able to wait for someone to say, yes, we're going to give you this place. And it is the perfect place for me. I really look forward to it. And one of the things about it is that I am going to have to get rid of a whole lot of stuff. And it's stuff that I don't need. It's stuff that I haven't used. But for some reason, there's a story attached to it. Now, are there some things that I will be keeping? Yes. I'm not going to get rid of all of it. But I'm getting rid of a lot of it. Because when I think about it, somebody else could really have much better use for it. And this entire process, when I consider the idea of patience, and especially that saying, all things do come to those who wait, or all good things do come to those who wait. Now, I've tried to find who originally said that, and I haven't been able to find out. I do know that it was used in one of Abraham Lincoln's speeches. He talked about it, not the 4, 4, and 7 one. But this was another speech, and he stated, all good things do come to those who wait. And there are also biblical references that are very much in alignment with it. The idea of being able to sit and wait for something to happen, that can be something that is too challenging for a lot. Because it comes into that place of, okay, how long do you wait? How long do you just be in that place of, well, something's going to work out before you step up and say, you know what? Nothing is going to happen if I don't make it happen. I am tired of waiting. I am going to do something. I'm going to take some kind of an action. I am going to, because there's also that piece of taking responsibility. Being patient does not mean you're not responsible. Being patient is a choice. And when you go into that place of, well, it wasn't my fault because I was being patient. It's like, well, you know what? Your being patient was a choice. And if things didn't work out, that is the consequence of the choice you made. Sometimes we reach that place where it's like, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. Now what do I want to do? Because there's that little gap between that point when, okay, I'm going to do something, and there's that decision as to what you're going to do. There's this tiny little gap in that. And often that gap is not really appreciated to the point that it should be, because that is a very, very special moment. That is a moment when we become the active participants in a process. Simply saying, you know what, I'm going to do something. I'm going to take an action. That's a tremendously powerful thing, and it is very empowering. Even if it doesn't work out the way you had hoped, the fact that you chose to do it, the fact that you chose to say, you know what, I'm taking the tiller on this particular ship. I'm going to turn it in some direction because otherwise I'm just floating along. Yes, you can trust that if you're on a raft out in the ocean, that if you're patient enough, ultimately that raft will take you to a shore somewhere. But if you see the shore and the current is taking you away from it and you want to get over to that place, it's not going to really work well to just sit there and do nothing. You're going to have to take action. And it's wonderful to take action when you thought about it. Because if you go into that place of reaction, you know, you get panicked. And then you do something without thinking about it. In that moment where it goes from patience to choice of action, that gap right in there, one of the reasons why it is so powerful and so important, that's where we think about what it is that we want to choose. We don't like the situation where it is, but what do we want? How do we want to manifest that? How do we want to make that happen? Who do we need to bring in to help us deal with that? Because sometimes we're not the best person to, you know, pick a new plan. Find the people that you can trust. Find the folks who have that ability to see past the stories that maybe you're kind of stuck in. And there's a lot of people out there who can help with that. You know, it could be someone you know. It could be someone from your family. It could be chosen family. It could be going to somebody who's professionally trained, like a life coach or a therapist, or someone who can help guide you through a process. Yeah, doctor, just really anybody. Figure out what you want to be the end result. And then decide what is the best way to do that. And it may be the best way is you need to be patient a little bit longer. Or if you're not working on that, work on something else. If you're waiting for the perfect house to show up, go ahead and make sure you're packed. Because if you've got to be out by a particular date, that is not going to be helpful. You know, if you're still sitting there and you've got all of your stuff and you have no place to move it to. So make sure that you're thinking in that moment. You know, it's great to come from emotion to acknowledge what you're feeling, because a lot of times there can be a confusion with being patient and being paralyzed. When you're being patient, it's a choice. When you have been paralyzed by fear and stories, it takes it out of that place of choice. Doing nothing can be a very effective problem-solving tool. If you're not sure what you should do, then do nothing. Take a look around. Regroup. That's your time to regroup and figure out, okay, this is not working, but I'm not exactly sure what I should do. And when you reach that place of knowing what you can do, do it. Don't sit around. Patience isn't the same thing as just doing nothing and taking no responsibility. Ultimately, the buck still stops with each and every one of us. And if we can get, you know, people to help us out, I have been very blessed to have so many people who have reached out to help me out with this process on many, many different levels. I've had producer Kina in helping me rearrange boxes and repack boxes and things like that, and she's just been such a good egg about it. So when we can incorporate community into this process, that makes it a lot easier to bear. It makes it a lot easier to have that good side of patience, that, okay, I can't do anything about this right now, so community is going to help me. My friends will help me figure out what I can do while I'm waiting on that. It's not that you do nothing at all. It's just maybe there are certain things that you cannot do anything about. Figure out what you can do something about. Figure out what you cannot control at all. And if it's something that is completely out of your hands, don't put that much energy into it. Recently, I figured out that what I needed to do was apportion the amount of energy I was going to put into any issue based on the amount of control I have over it. If I have a lot of control over something, yeah, a lot of energy is going to go into it. If I have little or no control over something specific, I'm not going to put that much energy into it, if any at all. Because it does not create forward motion. It does not create productivity. And if I can't do anything about it, then the only action that I'm doing really is adding story. And many people believe in, you know, the whole manifestation, and if you focus on it, it's going to happen. If you, you know, treat it as though it's already happened, which is wonderful, and it's a very cool type of meditation to do. And please don't make that the only thing you do. Figure out, even if there's just some little aspect of it that you can be an active participant in, do that. Have that be your experience. And yes, sometimes it just is a matter of waiting. In my case, I worked, I went out there, I tried to find places, and apparently this is the single worst time to try to find housing because, you know, all the college students have sucked up all the really good, reasonably priced ones. So each day, I would say, okay, what can I do to move this forward? And if there was nothing in that moment that I could do about my housing situation, I let it go, and I focused on something else. Because if you put your focus under the illusion of, well, I'm just being patient. No, you're not. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news on this one. Light and shadow in everything, including patience. If you're just sitting and not doing anything, then it's not patience, you're responding to fear. And that's a particular story that does not go anywhere productive. Fear is our friend. Fear teaches us to look at things and to consider the consequences. So fear has a definite light side. And we can't give it the veto vote. We cannot tell ourselves that we are being patient when actually we're being in fear. And sometimes that's really hard to tell the difference between it. One good way is asking yourself, how empowered do you feel? If you are in a situation and you feel totally disempowered, I am completely powerless in the face of it. That's not patience. That's fear. It is a response. It is a reaction. And when you can take it out of that place and put it into a framework of, okay, I'm going to make a list of all the parts of this situation. Then I'm going to go through and I'm going to look. And if there is something that I cannot control at all, I'm going to draw one line through it. I mean, it's still there. But is that something I need to put in my energy into? What are the things about this whole situation, when I break it down, what are the things that I can do? And this can apply for any situation that you've got. Take a look at it, not through the lens that fear gives us. Don't look at it through those, you know, I mean, rose-tinted glasses, or, you know, whenever you're seeing everything rosy, so I'm not sure what, you know, gray-tinted glasses or totally painted black glasses where you can't see anything. Having the ability to move even those things that scare us into a place of choice makes them less scary. The whole piece may be overwhelming, but understand, you know, when we have huge issues, that's some assembly required. And that had to be made into a huge issue. And if you look at it close enough, and I'm not devaluing that the huge issue is huge and sometimes tremendously painful and tremendously scary. And if we can break that great big massive issue down into separate pieces. And then we look at the pieces that we can do something about. And we look at the pieces that we can't do anything about. And those ones that we can't do anything about, maybe we can't do anything, but somebody else can. So then we can move that into, well, it's not for me to deal with, but I know where I can get help, at least to get some answers. Nothing takes fear away as easily as information. Often what we fear and what paralyzes us into that place of inaction is the fact that we don't have enough information. You don't know what you don't know. So that is a wonderful first step to figure out, okay, maybe once I get all the information, I find I need to just wait and be patient. I need to let, maybe you have to be patient because you have to wait for test results to come in. Maybe you have to be patient because someone has information that they need to get back to you on. So yes, absolutely. Find that place of patience and use it in an appropriate and positive way. Use it as something that is building instead of taking things apart. It doesn't take away from you. Patience should always be something that adds to you. Maybe you need to go into a place of meditation and reflection. Sometimes we just need to take the whole thing and go, okay, we got to wait here for a minute. Let's get off the crazy train and let's just take a minute to breathe and see what it is that we need to do to handle this. And sometimes that answer is not very easy or it's not immediate. And that's where that piece of patience comes in. Not I'm helpless in the face of this, but from the aspect of I am making a conscious choice to take a moment out of this process so I can look at it, I can see it for what it is, I can take the story away from it, and based on all of that, decide what action, if any, I need to take. And if I can't figure out that action, I know that I need to just sit and be patient and wait, knowing that the answer is going to come. Now, there's no guarantee you're going to like the answer, but an answer will come. Go into that place of stillness, and that is probably one of the best ways to really get the most out of patience. So, I thank you all for being patient with me and sharing your time with me. And for those of you who are listening in archives, I hope everything is wonderful for you. And if you have any questions about me or you'd like to get a hold of me or contact me, there's a couple of different things you could do. You could go to my website, www.the-healing-house.com. You could go to send me an email through healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. So I will briefly be checking into the chat room. So if anybody is there and would like to ask any questions, I will check in. And I hope that you all have a wonderful, blessed, amazing week where, when patience is appropriate, you do it. And where action is necessary, you're able to take that step, knowing that ultimately you can't get it wrong. It's all about learning. So, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, and we will be back next week Take care, everyone.